100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And it's Sunday, so it's time for the weekly challenge. That's where I put out a bunch of stuff, blah, 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 topics, things, you write stories. It's kind of cool. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to learn more about this. But the important part is it's the weekly challenge. And the topic was actually topics. Pick two. Velcro, typo, Warren, a thin veneer, age, and streak. And y'all came up with some stories, and I'm going to share them with you. It's just that simple. I know it's hard to be creative, and sometimes things get a little crazy. But you know what? That's life. And let's keep living it. Here's a bit of creativity for you. Enjoy.
Good morning, Richard here, and my pick two story is called Kids. Kids of that certain age. Too noisy, too much energy, and way too taxing for any parent, no matter how loving or conscientious. Before I came up with the perfect solution, I tried it all. Bribery, threats, pleading. But still nothing would stop them running around the house, wreaking havoc. I tried vodka. First for myself, then I tried it on the youngsters. It just made them even more hyper. And when they weren't hyper, they were stumbling around drunk, completely trashing the place. You won't see them running around today, though. I velcroed them to the carpet. Another vodka? There you go. All done for this week, so until next week, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The asinine brochure with the inept typo managed to convince her, in a moment of complete vulnerability, she should add, to go find a beach somewhere and age happily. She did. And the beach was lovely, yes, except for the fact that the damn seagulls pooped all over her little paradise. She thought there would be other people around, but no, nobody, not a single soul, no fish either. So she had to practice her skills on the pooping seagulls. It was a nasty sight. And she couldn't even eat them. She had given up on meat a long time ago. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I possess what you might call a thin veneer of respectability. Outwardly, to the casual observer, I was pleasant enough, even what you might call sociable. However, scratch the surface, and you would soon find a streak of pure evil. Dishonesty, greed, and avarice are my vices, and there's little I won't do to satisfy them. And, as far as I'm concerned, the end always justifies the means. And best of all, absolutely nobody suspects a thing. Everyone thinks I'm salt of the earth, and butter wouldn't melt in my mouth. All because of that, completely fake, thin veneer of respectability.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called What Could Possibly Go Wrong? 024. A thin veneer of reality streaked across the ages. Bodies falling on bodies and a huge puppy pile of human. It looked like Guernica on a bad hair day. Lots of groans and colorful language. The first intelligent voice was surprisingly the captain. A true Douglas Adams moment. Said the petunias, oh no, not again. The next quip was, curse you, Cervantes, for Molly, who somehow had sole ownership of the pint glass, if only for a second. Seeing the gunman had lost his restraints, Parker sent the pint glass to his forehead again. A, oh no, not again moment. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge 824, with a prompt of pick two. Here's my story. They all waited silently in the dark woods for so long that Bilbert couldn't help himself and asked, "Is it time for the caramel corn?" He heard giggles from the boys and girls before the old woman asked, "Warren? Warren? Where's the flashlight?" A man cleared his throat. Oh, sorry. A light flashed on and illuminated a woman of advanced age. A wavy black streak wormed through her silver hair. She turned toward the boys and girls in the darkness. "Which one of you spoke?" All the boys and girls knew it was Bilbert. So he admitted, "It was me." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Alfred Nobel was a misanthrope, hating all people. This may have motivated him to invent dynamite and other implements of war and death. But when his brother died, and journalists mistook Alfred's brother for Alfred, the obituaries were vicious and scathing. "The merchant of death," yelled Alfred, "I will show them." And he stopped producing weapons, instead establishing the Nobel Prizes for advances in humanity. He also established a fund to hunt down and kill the journalists who had insulted him. Newspaper offices across the world went up in flames. "I knew that dynamite would come in handy," said Alfred.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on those pick two topics. I'm not going to look them up again. You go look them up at the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You'll see the text of the stories, all kinds of archives of everything, and links to people's websites, and all sorts of other stuff over the past 16 years. How many podcasts can say, "Hey, We posted up an episode every day for 16 years. Well, they'll probably say, well, we put a lot into production and music and sound design and interviews and... Eh, that kind of crap's garbage. That's somebody else's stuff. I just do these stories and you do these stories and one a day. And that's all the time I have for it. And that's all the time you have for it. You're busy people. We're living our lives. We're not trying to listen to like Dallas Taylor talk to a bunch of Dallas Taylors. What is this, Jan Michael Vincent's? Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. The next topic is I was very young. And as always, keep it brief.